Dreamscape presents The Sweet Relief of Missing Children by Sarah Bronstein. Copyright 2011 by Sarah Bronstein. This audiobook was produced with permission of W.W. Norton and Company, Incorporated. Read by Exie Sands. This girl I know, she's a Cadillac stunner. This girl I know, she's a nuclear reactor. I tell you, she's supersonic, quadraphonic. This girl I know, she's here and there. This girl I know, she's split. She's gone to pieces. She's everywhere. Pipe Dream, Roger Ranger. Part 1. Leonora. The girl had received all her immunizations. She had been inoculated. She had been warned in school assemblies and by her mother and father and several aunts. One of these aunts had a serious-looking mole on her cheek, a sharp chin, a stern, pale mouth, and she wore no jewelry except for a black-stoned ring on her middle finger, all of which gave her the appearance of a witch or intractable schoolmarm. The girl took these warnings seriously, the aunts most of all. She knew to watch her back. She knew to avoid slow cars driven by men in sunglasses. She knew, at home alone, to say to the stranger on the phone, "My mother's in the shower now. Shall I have her call you back?" She would never say she was home alone, nor take the shortcut through the alley. All these warnings, all this advice, the real message was, "You are precious. You are precious, but you are not free. You can't be both." Did anyone?